Theft is a huge threat on college campuses these days because students have more personal electronics. Therefore, the things they take with them to school are much more expensive than in years past. In addition, students are vulnerable to identity fraud on campus.
MarketWatch.com's Amy Hoke writes about it. She joins us live to talk about it. Good to have you back, Amy.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So give us an idea. On average, what is the cumulative value of things that get stolen from college dorm rooms these days?
I think it's just in general. It has to be much more than it has been in generations past. I mean, you think there's probably not a kid who doesn't have a laptop, for one thing. But, you know, you think about the different personal electronics, the video game systems, the bicycles, stereo equipment, televisions. And that's not even going into some of the risks to identity theft, which are also a big threat to students on campus.
How does this identity theft happen? Are kids just going into each other's wallets as far as these thieves? What's going on there?
You know, honestly, I think a lot of it is that old-fashioned way of going in somebody's wallet, going through somebody's desk drawers. I talked to a 21-year-old student who, a couple years ago, his first semester in school, his roommate, didn't know his roommate going in, and thought he was an okay guy, but the guy ended up, you know, looking through his wallet, taking debit card numbers, and going on a shopping spree, you know, and it's hard because a lot of students, they're not really familiar with the people who they're paired up with when they go to school. You really have to be careful that you're protecting everything in your room.
Well, how can students protect themselves? What are some tips here?
Well, one big thing is try to leave your valuables at home. Don't bring expensive jewelry, things, especially things that can't be replaced, and leave things like your Social Security card, important information that you don't want to get into the wrong hands. Leave that at home, too, and take inventory before you go. Know what you're going with so that at the end of the year you can kind of take inventory. Again, a lot of times kids will lend things out to other kids in school, and it helps to know what you brought with you from the beginning. But also, you know, not leaving items unattended, keeping your financial documents in a safe place, and really watching your financial statements. This is the first time that kids, in many cases, kids are managing their finances. So you want to make sure if there's any kind of suspicious activity, you're watching for that on your financial statements each month, and you can report that, because a big reason why kids are so vulnerable to this identity theft is because it takes them longer than other adults to identify that it's happening to them.
Amy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That's MarketWatch.com's Amy Hoke. She writes about all of this at MarketWatch.com.